When you think about the needs of foster kids, you might think about the need for stable parenting, for good schools, and a roof over their heads. But when Naya Parks was working for a child services agency a few years ago, she noticed something else.
I noticed that certain children, it appeared that no one was combing their hair, and I recognized that that was having an emotional impact on them.
It seems like a small thing, she said, but especially for kids with more textured hair, it can be a big challenge. So she started asking around, was there anything they could do to help these kids with their hair? But there didn't seem to be any resources for foster parents or those running group homes for this, so she decided to start her own. Parks founded The Look of Love, a nonprofit organization that aims to provide free hair care for foster kids and homeless youth who are in search of employment. She's just getting it off the ground, but she says the need is high. I met recently with her at one of the salons that will be helping out, Marks the Spot Hair and Nail Salon in Phoenix.
You know, hair care is something that most of us take for granted, you know, because we're adults, you know, we do it ourselves. But for children that may be in foster care, they don't have anyone to necessarily guide them on how to care for their hair, especially if they have the more difficult to manage hair types. I saw one particular child where she had put like a pretty headband over the top in an effort to address the hair that was underneath, but it was something that she couldn't contain. And just being a child, she wasn't able to address, you know, her hair care needs on her own. And it's not so much that they're being neglected in care. It's just that the community needs to rally around those that are foster parents to support them, maybe provide some training on how to handle certain types of hair. And then also my organization, you know, the whole purpose of our organization is to provide free hair care for children so that we can help to address that special need.
So tell me a little bit about getting this going. Like you said that you didn't have the money to start this on your own initially, and you've kind of started it small, which makes sense. But what were the challenges in that, and how did you get it off the ground?
Yes, the primary challenge was financial. Basically, I just didn't have the financial resources to start the organization. It takes a lot of resources to have a nonprofit organization, start a business, but not only that, to pay for resources to provide free services to children in care. So what I did was I just remained determined. I did research. I reached out to different organizations and people that I thought that might be able to give me, you know, wisdom and advice on how to get the process started. And through the course of time, ultimately, I was able to connect with Mission Create, which is a nonprofit and ministry incubator here in Phoenix. And so they were really instrumental in helping me to get started. And so I was able to ultimately launch my organization in July of this year.
So with the kids that you've already been able to help, what kinds of things have you heard so far?
Well, a lot of children in care have unfortunately dealt with a lot of trauma. And so this is one way of comforting them by, you know, showing them that they're beautiful, giving them that special touch of getting their hair curled or their hair cut, just helping them to look beautiful and to feel beautiful, letting them know that they're special. I think it's boosted their self-esteem ultimately. And that's the goal of the Look of Love. The Look of Love, you know, our goal is to build up children, to help the community, to draw the community together in an effort that our children, you know, can have brighter futures. Because what happens to them now, you know, the pain that they endure now, it echoes through the rest of their lives. So, you know, for the little contribution that I'm able to make with my time and the life that I've been given, I want to help children, and this is my way of doing it.
So I know you said you've only been able to help a certain number so far because you're just starting out, but how many kids are interested? Like, how many could you help if you had all the resources in the world?
Well, I've only been able to support a handful of children. A total of three group homes we're working with right now. But the need is great. In fact, about 2 weeks ago, I received a request for well over 100 children within the Phoenix area that are wanting haircuts.
So as you kind of look to the future and think about growing this, what would that look like? What would you hope to do with it?
Well, definitely what I would like to do with the Look of Love, I would like to expand the services to homeless youth that are also searching for employment. I know a lot of times, a lot of children that are in care sometimes end up, you know, on the street. And they may not have the resources, you know, to get their hair done if they're at that point to where they want to get a job and they want to pull their life together. And so the Look of Love, our goal, what we're seeking to do in the future is to provide free services to homeless youth up to age 24 as well.
Naya Parks, thank you so much for talking to me about this.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
So it's a small thing, but it seems to go a long way. And I'll leave you with one last thought on this from Mark Kincaid. He's the owner of the salon where I met Naya, and he signed on to work with some of the kids in the program and has worked with disadvantaged youth in the past.
I've seen it first and foremost for someone to take time out for the child, to give them special care, special needs, service them. And the smile that you see after they look so much better when they see that new haircut. I'm sure we all, as adults, we feel the same way. Once we leave the salon, barbershop, we feel better. We're uplifted. Someone's fed into our spirit and soul with positivity and just cared for us. And that goes a long way.
Mark Kincaid is the owner of Mark's the Spot Hair and Nail Salon in Phoenix. He signed on to help give free hair care to foster kids through Naya Park's nonprofit Look of Love. And for more on this, you can go to our website, theshow.kjzz.org.